give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open. Going back to them shortly at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, our pal, L.A. Tom, pointed out to me there was legislation pushed through the House of Representatives. And in fact, the name of the legislation, I think this is probably pertinent to our topic, oil and gas price gouging bill. So they're trying to end price gouging, or at least allow the government to investigate the source of price gouging. You know, if we think you're price gouging, we can investigate you.
The Consumer Price Fuel Gouging Prevention Act would grant the president authority to issue emergency energy proclamations and make it illegal to increase gas and energy prices in excessive and exploitative ways. It would also expand the Federal Trade Commission's power to investigate and address possible price gouging by oil and gas companies.
Well, this happened, this vote happened, and it did pass the House. 217 yays, all Democrats, 203 Republican nays, and even 4 Democrats voted against this bill. Of course, with a narrow margin like this, Dom, you know it's never going to pass a filibuster.
Right.
So it's never getting through the U.S. Senate. It's not getting to Joe Biden's desk. But when the disingenuous CJ comes on, Joe Biden's fault. Why won't they do anything about it? Well, they're trying. And of course, your party, or the party you claim all your affection for, CJ, they're blocking the passage of meaningful legislation that would empower, give teeth to the government, and allow them to regulate price gouging and perhaps lower the price of gas. That'd be a bad thing, because that's Joe Biden's actual remedy. And, of course, it's a midterm year, and you want to win the election. Awfully bad, don't you, CJ?
Just want to throw out there that also Governor Evers has called, as well as several other governors, have called upon the government to suspend the federal gas tax until
that's a bad idea. For the summer.
Well, either way, he's at least proposing something.
Well, all that does is deplete future revenues from the highway funds and creates a future problem in the future. That's back to the old toss and scoop of the Scott Walker thought process. But I would point out, the fair governor of the great state of Wisconsin was on Earl's show this morning.
Don't talk about other shows, Crudy.
I know. Normally I wouldn't, except it's, you know, it's always nice to hear the governor of the state of Wisconsin on the Shaw, 5:40 a.m. And if you missed that fine program, I believe you can find the podcast on the Shaw. Is that correct, Vance Bryan? Someone give me a nod. Yes, he's nodding yes rapidly. The Earl Ingram Show. Evers appeared in the 10 o'clock hour about 10:30, so about halfway through the 10 o'clock podcast, and it was a brief appearance, but it was a newsworthy appearance. My understanding, state government is supporting an action that our own host, Earl Ingram, has been instrumental in. Voices of the Elders, a mentorship program. They're going to try and pay kids to keep them out of trouble this summer, but not only pay them, they're going to mentor them, give them life skills, give them job skills. And I admire what Earl's been doing. I know the governor admires this action as well, and apparently appeared on this fine radio network, just not this fine show.
Make sure to check out Earl's show. Earl's the best. Briefly, back to this CBS News and this bill that passed the House, and thank you, L.A. Tom, for bringing it to our attention. Once again, the Democratic reps, Katie Porter from California and Washington rep Kim Schreier, sponsored the bill and hailed its passage on Thursday. This was back in May. I'm a proud capitalist, and what we're experiencing with fuel prices is the result of a broken market, Porter said in the statement. Big oil executives are bragging to shareholders about price gouging families at the pump. They're purposely keeping supply low to earn record profits, squeezing families and our entire economy in the process. Now, again, it did pass the House, not with one single Republican vote.
I would ask the audience, not just you, Dominic, or you, Fancy, or you, Evan, here in the world headquarters, screening the calls lightly at 844-967-2789. Is it all about the economy, stupid? Am I stupid for thinking democracy should jump out in front of the economy? Because here we are. We're talking about gas prices. CJ wins. But ultimately, tomorrow is J6 hearing day, and we're going to be talking about that. But you, the consumer, you, the finest radio show ever, consumer, you, ultimately, I want to know what you think. Can you look past the gas prices? Does that mean we're all entitled or we're driving Priuses? Or is this a big deal and we should acknowledge the pain of our neighbors, but maybe also care about the fact the last guy tried to throw out democracy? What's your opinion? 844-967-2789. Jake from Milwaukee. Welcome, sir. What's your thought?
Hey, Jake.
Hey, thanks for bringing up that information about the legislation to stop companies from gouging prices that the Republicans won't let pass, but meanwhile, at the same time, blaming Joe Biden for their mistakes and problems. Because, as we have seen, all Republicans like to do is to make things worse so you can blame, you know, whatever Democrats in power at the time. And that's
You can't blame them, you just make it up, Jake.
No, you blame them anyway, right? Yeah. I mean, that's the political world.
But I just want to say I don't like the gas prices higher, but you know what this is going to do? This is going to, every time stuff like this happens, there's a bigger push for electric, renewable, and everything else. So these corporate execs think they're trying to squeeze as much out. In the end, they're going to be losing after this because people are going to start to buy more affordable cars, especially with gas mileage, in other vehicles. The big truck, they keep it up, is going to be not as sellable as it was. We had this in 2008, I believe. And they're just making people realize that, you know, hey, we don't have to keep on paying a ton of gas. And the other good thing it's going to do is public transportation. Now, Wisconsin's terrible with it, right? But the higher the gas prices, the more ridership there is because, you know, at 5 cents a gallon, whatever, and hopefully it'll push Milwaukee, where I live, to be, and even Madison, to have more public transportation, which I would love.
I think they got some high-speed bus lanes going in on the Beltline here in Madison. Maybe I misconstrue what the new lanes are for. I just figure it's for throwing your trash in, right, Tom?
Thanks for the call, Jake. It's not good. Let's just say it. It's not good when gas prices are high for the administration that we're in. And we're going to have to, this is a reality that we're going to have to deal with. We can't be empathetic. Certainly we are. But look at the last guy.
We're not just doing this for money. We're doing it for a shitload of money.